Hi, it's KCCK's Culture Crawl. I'm Dennis Green, and my guest today, for the last time, is Gius Zaidias from the Cedar Rapids Community Orchestra. Gius, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, Dennis. It's, we just said earlier, it's bittersweet, but it's very nice to be here. It does feel like home.
Well, thanks. So this is your last concert of the season with the Cedar Rapids Community Orchestra, and your last as director.
Yes. So, you know, we're very happy to celebrate our 10th year anniversary coming up soon on April 7th. And as I said, it's bittersweet because I'm finishing, you know, my tenure with this orchestra. We worked together on a lot of wonderful projects. But, you know, I think this time, life takes you for so many directions. And I think that's the time for me to, you know, pass the baton and, you know, move on, be close to my family. And as you may know, this decision was almost happened last year because my family decided to move west. And the orchestra was really supportive, and some members really were very, very, you know, fortunate, and they were really generous, and they raised funds, and they sponsored my travels. So,
Because you've really been living in, it's Idaho, right?
Actually, Utah.
Utah.
Northern Utah. So yeah.
You've been living in Utah and just commuting back to work with the orchestra. Yeah. So that is a huge commitment both for the orchestra and for you.
Yeah, I mean, it was wonderful. I will never complain 1%. You know, flying weekly, it's not easy, but was very rewarding working with the orchestra, working with friends and family members. You know, after 1 year, I think the goal is we want to finish our, you know, my tenure and our this 10th anniversary concert. And we are coming up then in 2 weeks, our concert on April 7th. And we're very happy. And I feel like after this, I feel, you know, I'm ready to bust the baton, as I said. And I mean, literally, right? And, you know, I feel in my time with the orchestra, I did all the projects I wanted. We grow together as an ensemble, as a people, as a human, as a community. And yeah, when I started, there were 30 musicians. Now we are 90 plus.
Wow. So the orchestra has grown threefold since you've been here.
Yeah. So, I mean, a little bit about the history of the orchestra. It started by Martin Clancy. It was only a string ensemble. And then we added winds, and now we have a full orchestra setting. And yeah, we have like 7 horns, 6 flutes, 7 clarinets, and and so forth.
So it'll be it's the 10th anniversary concert, which is coming up on the 7th of April. Yeah. And you're doing it up big because you're going to be at the Big House, the Paramount.
Yeah. So, you know, we as a board and organization, we decided to celebrate this big 10th year anniversary with two main things. Number one is we really want to have the performance as one of the most historic and most, I would say, the biggest, the gala, you know, house in Cedar Rapids, and the Paramount Theater is the best place for us. And we were very fortunate to raise money to rent this facility, and they were very generous with us to help us with everything we needed. So we're going to be at the Paramount Theater on April 7th at 3 p.m. And also we had another project to do, which is commission a new piece just for us for this occasion. So we're very happy to work with our Iowa Cedar Rapids own composer, Dr. Jerry Owen, and he composed a piece called Accolade. And this piece consists of 3 movements. And we really worked with, I worked with Jerry a lot to plan this piece as it represents the orchestra. So it's a 3 movements, and start with salutations, only strings. So this is represent the history of the organization, only one on the strings. And the second movement is an homage, is an honor for Marty Clancy, who's the founder of this orchestra. And here we have like a little bit of winds, some soloistic winds, and we have a piano because Marty's wife, she's a pianist, so we really want to feature this beautiful piano, and he's a violist, so piano-viola lines. And we have a choir as well joining us. And the third movement is a vision, which actually kind of represents the new energy with me as a conductor, and the organization was like a full orchestral for harmonic sound, like, and it's like really bombastic, and so it's like a dance-like feeling to it. So it's kind of represents all the history of us for the past 10 years.
Well, that is, I love that because, you know, you're Cedar Rapids community orchestra with people from all ages in the community. There's partnership with Kirkwood that involves Kirkwood students, and of course, performing at the Paramount, our great venue, and featuring a new composition by Jerry Owen, who is, you know, just really legendary as a composer here.
Exactly.
In our,
and I think
area.
I think this is one of our you know, most important missions and visions in this organization is, we really want to make sure music for all and music as well as fun, because we want to encourage everyone who is in the community who played the music in some point to join us. So we have a really very levels of professional instruments. We have some people who played in high school and then quit and they came back. So we have some retired high school teacher or music teacher, retired faculty. So it's really have this beautiful blend of levels. And I'm very fortunate, you know, the way how we grow as an organization with the Cedar Rapids Community Orchestra. We had a wonderful and healthy relationships with a lot of other organizations and institutions. So, as you know, in my past, I work with a co-college and I work at Kirkwood Community College. We have this nice partnership between this, you know, nonprofit organization, Cedar Rapids Community Orchestra, with these two beautiful institutions. So we have a wonderful support, say, library or anything we want from the co-college, and also we have a wonderful partnership with Kirkwood where they host us and we perform and we board an instruments, and in return we have students for both organizations. We collaborated with the Paramount. We've been a great help with Orchestra Iowa. They always lend us some music, board music. So it's really happening. They feel like it's really, it's not a Cedar Rapids or community orchestra. It's a Cedar Rapids Community Orchestra and its community. And as you know from previous events, also had the Community Music Day, which will happen at the public library here. So I truly feel like all Cedar Rapids is involved in this event. And I think that's one of the reasons why we decided to host it at the Paramount, because, I mean, first and foremost, we worked hard to make sure this is a free and open to public. We want to make sure music is for all, and for everyone who cannot afford to attend any music concert by paying, they can come here and it's free. And it's a big auditorium, as you know, thousands. So we want to make sure to fill all those seats with people who really love music.
The concert is the 10th anniversary concert of the Cedar Rapids Community Orchestra, and Gius's farewell to the orchestra coming up on Sunday, April 7th at the Paramount Theater. And as you said, admission is free. So anyone who, if for some reason cost is a barrier to people who, you know, haven't got to see an orchestra for one reason or another, this is the perfect time to do it.
Yeah. And, you know, our orchestra members, they're very, very active in the community. They do a lot of outreach performance, as you know, and ensembles in nursing home or hospitals. So I think we'll really have a wide range of also attendees kind of come to the concert. And I would love to give them a sneak peek about the program. So we'll have the accolades from Dr. Jerry Owen. As you know, our commission piece, we'll have Bolero by Ravel.
Oh, okay.
And the reason I chose that, because I really want to highlight the talent we have in this orchestra. We have a wonderful soul with wonderful musicians. And, you know, as you know, the Bolero, it's had lots of beautiful solos. Never ends, right? So I want to feature every single soloist we have. And then we have a piece from the Middle East by Salah al-Wadi, which is, I don't think, ever been performed before in the United States. And then we
that reflects your heritage
exactly
as the director
exactly,
of the orchestra,
and that's one of my messages is I want to make sure all of the orchestra exposed to music from all genres or times and also from all continents. I think that's kind of me. I'm a messenger, and I want to make sure to represent the music from around the world. We have music from Latin America, from Mexico. And then we end the piece, the concert, with the Organ Symphony by Saint-Saëns, so Symphony Number 3. And we're very fortunate to feature...
Will that feature the big organ?
It will feature
the
organ. Yes, exactly. And we have Neil Marper is really generous, and we're going to play with us. And we're very excited. We're going to end with this grandioso, ending between the organ and the timpani. It will be fun. It will be a very fun program, fun concert. And people, you know... they ask to hear music with an organ, and we're going to give it to them.
All this and the Mighty Wurlitzer too.
Yeah.
That's, well, you really have packed just about everything that is good about our community into this one huge concert. So it's really not to be missed.
No, and I think, you know, it's as I said, it's a farewell, it's a 10th year anniversary, and it's really kind of, I want to make sure this chapter ends in a very bright and positive and optimistic, and hopefully the future will keep being brighter and brighter.
Well, that's the plan. I mean, that's, you know, that's how you want to leave things. Well, Gius, it's been so wonderful having you here in our community and getting to know you through these interviews and other things as well. And I just wish you and your young family the best of luck as you transition to living full time in Utah and living not so much in airports.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not going to miss that part. I just got, you know, I had a delay today. So, no, I think, you know, I'm excited, and I'm always saying my friends, I call them family now in Iowa. This is not my last time you're going to see me. I will be here in the summer coaching, doing festivals. So I'll come to Iowa. Iowa is my, this is a very personal detail, but I lived in Iowa more than half of the time I lived in Damascus. So that's considered home to me. Yes, I lived here for 12 years. Yeah. That's home. Well, that's a big home. So
we want you to consider it home, definitely. Yeah. So please, you know, come back often, and good luck, and enjoy. Just savor every minute of this last concert.
I will. I'm enjoying it now. I'm soaking every single second, and it's going to be a celebration.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big celebration.
Again, it's the Cedar Rapids Community Orchestra 10th Anniversary Concert. Farewell for Director Gius, April 7th, 3 p.m., right?
Yes.
At the Paramount. Yeah. If people want to know more about the orchestra, they can visit it online, right? What is the web address?
CRorchestra.org, and we can leave it in the comment as well.
We'll put it. If you're watching the video, it is underneath our faces even as we speak. Yeah. So again, Gius, good luck with this. Have fun, and hope our paths cross again soon.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me, Dennis. Best of luck.
You can hear The Culture Crawl live on the radio many weekdays at 10:30. Watch the video on YouTube or Facebook, or subscribe to the podcast at kcck.org/culture. Our video producer is Lydia Kilgore. I'm Dennis Green, and I'll talk to you later.